Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. If our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let me tuck in once again what I would recommend. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, speaking of God, and he, God, shall direct thy path. That's what we need to do in these times in which we're living. We need to trust in the Lord, but we need to also stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. And as I read a blurb from an article just before our news break, FBI urges Americans to snitch on their own family members. They're asking Americans to do exactly what is taking place in Russia, in China, in Venezuela, in North Korea, is the snitch system that was introduced by Adolf Hitler with the brown shirts back in the late 30s, early 40s, where you were asked to snitch on your family members, friends, and relatives. The history of Russia, for example, tells us that for about 70 to 72 years, the Russians would walk around looking at their feet. They would tread into their homes, into the elevators, sidewalks, looking at the feet rather than making eye contact with anybody because they were fearful that they might make a move or a statement or verbalize something that would be reported in the snitch system that would cost them their freedom, their lives, their livelihood. But ladies and gentlemen, Mark Zuckerberg, working hand-in-hand with the present DOJ, working hand-in-hand with the FBI, working hand-in-hand with the Biden administration to overthrow and destroy the constitutional republic in America. This article says Facebook now sending messages to users asking about potential extremist friends. Facebook users recently have reported being sent warning messages from social media giants relating to extremist or extremist content. Quote, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? One message reads, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in this situation have received confidential support from us. The message also provides a button to get support, which leads to another Facebook page about extremism. And others reported getting warnings that they may have been exposed to harmful extremist content. The message then states that violent groups try to manipulate you and get you angry and disappointed, similarly offering a get support option. Facebook randomly sent me this notice about extremism when I clicked over the app. Pretty weird. To get support, the button just go to a short article that asks people not to be hateful. Another user on Twitter wrote, quote, this test is part of the larger work to assess ways to provide resources and support to people on Facebook who may have engaged with or were exposed to extreme content or extremist in their content or may know someone who is at risk, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the federal government through FBI, NSA, and all of the other thugs with badges, as Denise D'Souza calls them, that's now wanting you to report on friends, family, neighbors, co-workers, employers, and employees, etc. Facebook and big tech is right in there walking lockstep with them. We have watched overnight a nation of freedom, a nation of liberty, a nation that has had that Bill of Rights and our constitutional freedom for some 245 years. We're watching the demise of our constitutional republic. We're watching the undermining of our foundation through the snitch system of reporting on each other, to have the federal government to come in and to intervene. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about further in this broadcast on exactly what is being done and how it's being carried out. We're watching that take place today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching about five major things take place simultaneously. Number one, dismantling of our great military. Number two, we're watching the destruction of our national security. We're watching the demoralizing of our nation with the promotion of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We're watching the demonization of our Christian heritage, prayer and Bible and church worship services. We're watching the demanding of submission of every Christian and conservative and patriot today, demanding the submission to the federal government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not talking about we need to simply abandon all rules, regulations, and laws. I'm not saying that we need to be a lawless nation. God, in fact, set up several governments. You find in the totality of Scripture from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, you find that God instituted the home and government and the church, and in that order. So God instituted government, ladies and gentlemen. That is civil government. In fact, when you look at Romans the 13th chapter, first seven verses, you find what government is for. God instituted government as his, listen, that is as his, that's God's, slave servant. Civil government is to be the servant of God. The word servant is the word doulos, means slave. The civil government is to be God's doulos, slave, to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. Now, we've got it inverted today where we're finding good prosecuted and evil that is wicked. The word evil is the Greek word poneros, means bad, useless, worthless. That which is useless and worthless today is being promoted, and that which is good is being prosecuted and persecuted. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that Biden is doing and has done in our military and with our military, he's feminizing the military. Do you realize today the great chatter about the military? Biden talks about what he's doing in the military. They have a whole organizational structure that's working on how to develop pregnant women's uniforms that will look good for them to wear while in military. That is the rage now about the military. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, destroying, dismantling the military strength. We have allowed the sodomite flag to fly at all of our U.S. embassies. We have watched the implosion in Afghanistan as everything was pulled out and all of the implementations of war, the weapons, the material, the ammunition, et cetera, now in the hands of the Afghan jihadists. In fact, they control now about 90% of the total territory of the nation of Afghanistan. And yet Biden is having the sodomite drag queen shows on the military bases. Here's an article that says, Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana, holds drag queen show. Drag time, story time for kids. It's rather painful. But the Maelstrom Air Force Base can't even say that they were the first Air Force Base to hold a drag show for the LGBTQ Pride Month. However, they can say that they combined the show with a drag story time for the kids on base, another effort, first, if you will, effort by President Joe Biden for a new woke military. They're concerned about infiltrating the military with wokeism, and that wokeism is watering down and destroying the military war-ready soldiers that we've had for all of these years in our military. This article says the Maelstrom Air Force Base made history yesterday when they formally acknowledged the Pride Month and hosted a few events to celebrate the occasion on base. The Mr. Sisters wrote on their Facebook page, as previously mentioned, though, this isn't the first historic event, because Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada did it earlier during Pride Month. Ladies and gentlemen, he's destroying our military today. Joe Biden is destroying the military. In fact, some have said that if we were to have a military strike on American soil from another nation, that we're not in the position to respond appropriately because we have so feminized and watered down our military. I believe I have Jim on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Yeah, this administration is doing nothing for the military. If you've been following any of the Secretary of Defense or Mark Milley, they are doing their best to make sure they purge the military of what they consider wrong think. The process of doing that, though, will incur harm to them through two things. One is you'll purge the military of those that know what the military's for, and that is to defend the nation and defeat our enemies. Second thing is what you'll have left over is what they call their right thing. Those same individuals probably would not have any issues there turning against the civilian populace.
Absolutely on target.
I've said this before to you. I have no faith whatsoever in any government three-letter agency. This administration, in my opinion, was not legally elected there. There was serious fraud in November of 2020. And you're right. That puts me on their list, and I don't really care.
I don't mind being on that list, brother. It means that we're standing up as patriot Americans and especially as Christian patriot Americans. But yes, Joe Biden has so destroyed the integrity of the military. And you talked about his trying to weed out. They're trying to, on the basis of saying there may be a domestic terrorist in the military. So they're going in on the basis of questioning and chatting and challenging each military person and all of the personnel, trying to ascertain if they are if they're embracing the Biden cabal and this administration. And if there's any question about it, if they have any question about the election, if they have any question about whether or not Trump was defeated by a coup, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then they're viewed as being antithetical to what they want in the military today. That's the bottom line. And it's going to destroy our war readiness for the United States military. And I shudder to think where we're going with that. Jim, you're right on target, brother. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Looking at an article that says authorities all over America are cracking down on the home Bible studies and other expressions of their Christian faith. Now, we're talking about what Biden is doing in this cabal, dismantling our military, destroying our national security by having open borders, demoralizing our nation with the promotion of the sodomite agenda, but then the major, major element that I see in the overall view of that is he is demonizing the Christian heritage we have in America. Prayer is laughed at. The Bible is laughed at. As Jerry Nadler said in one of the U.S. representatives in the House of Representatives, when one representative is standing on the floor referring to the Word of God as to why it is wrong to have even to consider the House Bill 5, which is the sodomite bill to destroy the morals and ethics in America. And Jerry Nadler says God's word has no place in the halls of Congress. And ladies and gentlemen, this article says, could you imagine being fined $250 every time you have a friend over to watch a football game? Could you imagine having the government authorities take you to court every Friday after the Friday night card game? Well, down in Valencia, Florida, authorities are cracking down on Shan and Maria Rossinger for holding a Bible study in their homes on Friday nights. The meeting consists of only 10 people gathering for a time of Bible study in their home. But authorities say that this is violation of the zoning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The truth is that authorities all over America are seeking to suppress home Bible studies and other expressions of Christian faith. It isn't enough that they have essentially removed every trace of Christianity from the public life in America. Now they're coming after us in our home Bible studies. Unfortunately, this is the direction that our country is headed in. We're becoming a big brother society in which virtually every little move we make is scrutinized by government bureaucrats and control freaks out of Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, we are watching the demise of our Christian heritage. The fundamental foundation, the Judeo-Christian foundation that America was built upon, is being eviscerated. Now, some of the things we see happening today in America is just a harbinger of what is to come. What is taking place today in Canada is a good illustration of where America is headed under this administration. I'm looking at a headline that is absolutely heart-throbbing. Churches burned to the ground in Canada in an anti-church hate crime wave. Subtitle says, I think these are dark days for religious freedom in Canada. At least 20 churches in Canada have been burned or vandalized. This is so explicitly anti-church and anti-Christian hate crime wave, and yet Justin Trudeau, who is normally the first and the wokest, waited a week before he said anything, and he literally said, that's not the way to go, folks, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching that wave of terrorism against churches, animosity against churches just over our northern border. And we're on the very, very preface of that potential breaking out in America, because the hatred and the revulsion and the rejection of anything called Christianity and morals and ethics. Here's an article that says, cancel culture targets prayer because the atheists are offended. In the article it says, but now the American Center for Law and Justice and an appeals court seeking to overturn a lower court's claim that government officials can no longer encourage citizens to pray, even among difficult times in their communities, and volunteer chaplains can no longer lead those in their community of prayer time, even in difficult days. Time and again, the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld government's involvement in and or association with prayer, including legislative prayer, prayer in the military, prayer offended offered by chaplains, and calls to prayer following a crime spree or any other historic major problems in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming to a conclusion. That's coming to a close. They are now dissuading prayer. They're now saying that prayer is offending the atheist, and therefore we cannot even allow that prayer to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the demise of our foundation, and if our foundations be destroyed, what can, what should, what will the righteous do? Here's an article. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, says Joe Biden is threatening to send federal agents door to door to pressure people to get COVID shots. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are now two Americas divided between those who have the shots and those who do not. And this Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, says, we must fight against this pressure and censorship. The decision should be yours to make. Joe Biden has no business knocking on your door. Fax Congress and our state lawmakers to object to what the Biden administration is doing. Here's an article that says, Oregon may use National Guard to go door to door to question you about your COVID vaccination. When Joe Biden's latest extreme COVID move, door-to-door visits to Americans to promote the vaccination, was announced just 1 week ago, one of the reactions was from South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who said those decisions are personal and ought not to be made by the government. Enticing, coercing, intimidating, mandating, or pressuring anyone to take the vaccine is a bad policy which will deteriorate the public's trust and confidence in the state's vaccination efforts, this writer says. In the state's fourth most populous county, which includes the college town of Eugene, National Guard members may be among the teams designated to persuade people door to door to take the shot, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the only thing. We find that the Biden White House has deployed because of the Delta variant, they're using that as an excuse. There's a variant in the COVID pathogen, and it's called the Delta variant. And they're sending a response team across the U.S. communities with low vaccination rates. This article reads in part, the teams will be made up of officials from the CDC, Department of Health, Department of Human Services, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, according to the news report on that. Ladies and gentlemen, they got the Gestapo going door to door to try to intimidate, to coerce, and to force people to get the vaccination. Here's an article that says, the Biden administration announces door-to-door outreach. They're calling it outreach, ladies and gentlemen, to get Americans vaccinated. Here's an article that states that a little further. Biden domestic terrorist strategy details unprecedented focus on homegrown terrorist threats. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one part of the government that's going door-to-door to intimidate, to coerce, and to demand that you get vaccinated. And then there's the other arm of the federal government that is saying, no, 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 what we're going to do is that we're going to force you to recognize homegrown terrorists, report them to the federal government so that we can come in and seize them, their property, their weapons, et cetera, et cetera. And even with this notice now going out to go door to door, Biden just, the cabal in the White House just made another announcement. Says, ignore no soliciting signs. Use your script. COVID door knockers get marching orders. This is dated July the 12th. It's not taking long for the President Biden's plan to dispatch federal representatives to your front door asking you about your COVID vaccine to become reality. One county in Illinois already had posted instructions for those interrogators on how to act when they confront you, when you including you ignore them, ignore the no trespassing signs, ignore the no solicitation signs. No mention, however, what they're supposed to do if there's a confrontation on that. We went from 15 days to slow down the spread to Biden's Gestapo door-knocking tactics with papers, Gina Ellis says. Who did not see that one coming? Who did not see that one coming? The marching orders include ignore the solicitation signs, no solicitation signs, ignore the no trespassing signs. You're offering criminals critical information and resources. What you're doing is not illegal, but it does advise knock and then back up. Use your script. Talk them, tell them, give them the basics. Once you get comfortable with it, feel free to make it sound more like you are there to give information. Make it clear that you're building up to the point that you want them to take the vaccination now. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
The scariest words on earth. We're from the government, and we're here to help. Think about how totalitarian this all seems, this all sounds. Every step in this equation, they want just a little more power. They want their foot just a little further into your space, into your door, into your house, into your activities, each step. And now, of course, we've got these folks saying, we need to make it uncomfortable, uncomfortable for those folks that aren't vaccinated. You know, years back,
Greg, your phone is cutting out pretty heavily. I believe we lost Greg. I believe we have Bob on the line. Bob, give you the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood. Hey, I got a couple things. Number one, I believe we're going to have a civil war in this country, but here's the thing. It's not going to happen until we're gone. Here's the reason I say that. I believe the Lord is stopping it right now, controlling it right now. He's in control of everything. And as soon as we leave, okay, as soon as we leave, the conservatives that are left in this world that are not saved, that's when it's going to happen. The other thing is this is just an excuse to go door to door to find out who's against the government.
Absolutely. It is the development of the list. And the next thing is not just coming to the door and saying, we want to talk with you about vaccination. The question is that people need to understand and need to answer ahead of time. Do you, when they say, can we come in, do you allow them to come in? Once they enter the building, what they can or cannot do? It is a very dangerous thing to allow any governmental agent to come into your door. The next thing they'll be doing is coming to your door. Do you have any guns here? Will you harm yourself? Are you on the domestic terrorist list that's been developed as a result of the door-to-door confrontation about the vaccination? They will then develop that list, as you said, those that are viewed as being antithetical to the government that do not embrace the Biden administration. Then what do they come do next? How do they respond next? It is one step that leads to the next step. Let me touch on something very quickly before I let you go. Yes, we're going. The next thing on the counter to God is the rapture of the church. Part of the rapture of the church is the stepping on the scene of the Antichrist, which will control the whole world with an iron fist. And we're setting the stage today with all of the apparatuses and all of the instrumentation with big tech and otherwise that's being put in place to watch and snitch on everybody. That is the tools that will be used in the toolbox of the Antichrist when the church is raptured out and the days of the tribulation takes place. You're exactly right. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Greg back on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
You know, leftist Democrats, socialists in America want the system that is in place in Cuba. They seem to like the system in Venezuela. You know, while folks in Venezuela and Cuba and Hong Kong and Taiwan, they sing the praises of America. They want the freedoms of America. The left in America wants that Marxist totalitarian system that these other countries, these other places have. It is disgusting. It's perverse for any folks, your AOCs of the world. Please go visit Cuba. Matter of fact, stay. If you love Marxism, go to Cuba and stay. You can experience Marxism today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to change America. You can experience it today.
Yes, Greg. In fact, I find it so superficial and so sad that the Biden administration says that the reason they're having the march is the rioting in Cuba is because they're upset because there's not enough vaccine for them in Cuba, which is just a lie being perpetrated on the public. Why? We got about 45 seconds, Greg. Why are the people in Cuba so upset? What are they wanting to do? What do they want that they do not have?
It's the freedom, essentially, capitalism. Christian governed capitalism brings a freedom like nothing else, like nothing else. Today, they've been squashed for what, 60 years? I mean, the Castro brothers had the iron fist rule there, absolute totalitarian control, absolute totalitarian control. While the rest of the world, or much of the world, is able to enjoy a little bit of freedom, and in America, a great deal of freedom, and the constraints of Christianity and the benefits of capitalism. They want those things. That's why they risk their lives to go out on little rafts for a 90-mile treacherous journey to try to reach the shores of America. That road is not going the other direction. We're not fighting to get Marxism like AOC would have us.
Yes, Greg, let me close our broadcast today. Thank you so much for your input. You're right. But for those that wonder, because we talked about today at the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can do this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
1.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.